Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
All right, we want to talk about the impact of social media on our children. Is there an influence of social media on the way our kids dress, as well as the code of conduct and the dress code? Dr. Anthea Cerecito, CEO of Governing Body Foundation States. Good morning. How are you? Thanks for joining. Are you well?
Yes, good morning to you and to listeners. It's a good day.
It is. It absolutely is. So it's interesting because obviously we in South Africa, we have been blessed to have school uniforms. And I really believe it is a blessing. We've lived overseas and wow, the challenges around that is not easy. But at the same time, our kids are highly influenced by what goes on around them on social media. How do we balance that?
Well, this story that I was given about the shoes and socks, certainly children are influenced by social media.
Right.
They need equally to be influenced by parents or carers to give the balance. So what needs to go on is more communication all round. Sometimes parents are absent, there are lack of carers and so on. And so the schools do take on those roles. And so that's where our organization comes in with advising and so on. And we've got to think about new discipline approaches in the 21st century. I think that's what's caused some of the discussion where some governing body associations have said apply the code of conduct strictly, enforce punishment if they don't do whatever they are supposed to do.
Right. So in fact, in case people aren't 100% aware of what we're talking about, just to give it a bit of context, the KwaZulu-Natal Department of Education said schools must be strict and apply the code of conduct to ensure that discipline is maintained. And that is a result of the students engaging in a new school challenge that is called hashtag anything but school shoes challenge. In the challenge, the pupils don't wear their school shoes, but instead they put on containers for goods such as milk or maybe very different types of shoes. Sometimes they dance, showcase their so-called shoes for the day. The department spokesperson said they were against these crazy challenges. We urge schools to be strong and strictly apply the school code of conduct and ensure that discipline is maintained at all times. That's the context within which we are having this conversation. What do you think? 34519 or 0618951019. So, Dr. Anthea Cerecito, you've obviously given this some thought. What would your approach be?
Well, in this particular case, I think it's a learning experience. Most discipline problems should be approached from the angle of what I call going upstream. Let's go and find out, why did they do it? Why did they do it? They wanted to be part of this peer challenge. And that's an understandable thing for children. The better way for them to have handled it was to talk to their school principal and say, could we have a day when our school takes up this challenge? You know, they have tacky text day and children go to school in tacky, and nobody has a big fit about that because it's been talked about. So we use this as a learning experience. Say, if you wanted to do something like that, you should come and talk to us beforehand and we can organize it. School needs to have some fun. There's no harm in this thing. Yes, codes of conduct must be strengthened. Yes, they must be applied. But it's for matters that will have an impact in 10 years' time, not for a passing fad. This is a passing fad. We need to use the experience to say, look, some of the TikTok challenges are extremely dangerous. And so you use it as an educational experience. Talk to us, involve the adults in your life. I think we have a failure of communication and we have a failure of relationship. So we have codes of conduct in schools and people who write about discipline say this, rules without relationships are recipes for rebellion. And so this is possibly a case, you know, where they said, let's show the school anything we want. I don't know if that's the case. I think these children just wanted to meet a challenge.
And
that's quite a natural thing. And it wasn't a horrifically bad thing. You know, so yes, code of conduct. Yes, parents should check their children's uniform. But from time to time, we can
deviate. Have
some fun. Work with somebody else while we're doing that. Talk. Let the school talk and say, let's do this challenge. It's not a bad thing.
Absolutely.
It's a fun thing. But we're not going to be posing at the edge of a cliff and
yes,
taking a
exactly. Selfie. Use that as a form of education. You know, I'll never forget, we had a meeting at the school once when one of my kids was in primary school, and there was something going on at the school, in the primary school, and the grade sixes or sevens were quite upset, and they decided to protest, something about cricket at break. And they were protesting with these signs outside the principal's office. And I watched him go outside, get involved, and talk to the kids about which signs he liked, which ones he didn't like, and how they could do that better. And then the other kids got involved, and they turned that into something positive, educational. And I thought to myself, this is a real leader. This is somebody that understands what education is about and isn't just saying, you know, this was embarrassing. We had parents here and, you know, you were protesting outside my office. He turned the whole thing around and made it an incredibly positive experience. And this is an opportunity to do the same. Talk about recycling, yes. Talking about fashion, talking about social media pressure. What an opportunity schools have to talk about things
yes.
that aren't in the curriculum.
You know, I feel quite strongly about this. You see, the code of conduct is like a hammer, but a hammer is not used to attack everything. Not everything is a nail. And this is an example. Yes, you've infringed the code of conduct, et cetera, et cetera, as you've given your experience. But let's talk. It goes back to keep the lines of communication open. That's our big failure in school discipline is, teachers aren't always relating to children. They don't understand what's behind bad conduct. They need to get behind that bad conduct to find out what actually is going on and to see how they could be part of the solution. How can we help you move on from here? Yes, if you've damaged the school's reputation or you've damaged school property, there needs to be some form of restitution, you know, community service, serve back, repair the harm, all that sort of thing. Much more relationship-centered than hammering with the one and only tool you've got, which is a code of conduct. It is an important tool, but it's not the only tool in school discipline.
Absolutely right. I couldn't agree with you more. Dr. Anthea Sarasita, CEO of the Governing Body Foundation, states, thank you for chatting to us about it. I'd love your thoughts on 34519 or 0618951019. How do you think the school should handle it if these kids come to school wearing hashtag anything but school shoes for this challenge? 8:43